T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Unwilling to back down despite long odds, Marine Sergeant Mitchell Page earned his place as an American legend for his heroic efforts during one of the most important battles of World War II. Born in Charleroi, Pennsylvania in 1918 to Serbian immigrants, Page graduated from McKeesport High School before enlisting in the U.S. Marines. After completing boot camp training at Parris Island, South Carolina in 1936, Page served in Panama, the Philippines, China, Cuba, and Puerto Rico. When the United States entered World War II, he shipped out to Guadalcanal, a small stretch of land in the Solomon Islands near Australia. On October 26, 1942, Page and the 7th Marines withstood a furious assault by Japanese soldiers during the Battle of Guadalcanal, the first ground attack against American troops of World War II. In the desperate fighting, all the other Marines in Page's machine gun section were killed or wounded. But the Western Pennsylvania native fought back, operating in turn 4 machine guns and single-handedly stopping an entire Japanese regiment before leading a bayonet charge in a counterattack that prevented enemy soldiers from breaking through the American lines. For his extraordinary heroism and conspicuous gallantry in the face of overwhelming odds, Page was awarded the Medal of Honor and a field commission as a second lieutenant. Page continued to rise through the ranks of the Marines, eventually retiring as a colonel. In recognition, the Hasbro Toy Company honored him in 1998 with a G.I. Joe action figure in his likeness. Mitchell Page, a real American hero.